Joy to the world, the Lord is come. We have gathered here to celebrate the joy of Christmas, joy unspeakable and full of glory.
From the moment His birth was prophesied to the moment of His coming, God's people waited with great anticipation for the joy He would bring. Today, we hail Him as our newborn King, the Messiah, the light of the world, and we celebrate the joy of His glorious coming as we sing praises to our Savior and Lord.
Hail, hail to the newborn King, let our voices sing Him our praises. Hail, hail to the guiding light that brought us tonight to our Savior. Newborn King, let our voices sing Him our praises. Hail, hail to the guiding light that brought us tonight to our Savior.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be taxed, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, While they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you.
Long before that joyous night, the prophet Isaiah foretold the Messiah's birth. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
How great a thought! The Ancient of Days, an infant, the Creator created, delivered to be our deliverer. Behold, the Lord, our righteousness, the Lamb of God, born to take away the sins of the world. Emmanuel has come, and if you listen, you can still hear it today, the sounds of his coming. And just like the shepherds, we are, even now, being invited to draw near in worship.
A silent night, a holy night, a humble birth, a child divine, the Word made flesh, the prophecy. A stable blink, a fragile cry, the Virgin sings her lullaby to gently calm the Prince of Peace.
No kingly throne or diadem, there in quiet news they bring, the tidings tell, the Lord is come, Emmanuel.
For unto us a child is born.
Thank you.
And they were there in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them.
This was a night for good news. It was a time of great joy. And today, more than ever before, this is still the season of joyful, wonderful news of the newborn King.
Thousand years ago there was a clamor and commotion. Once upon a midnight clear, the heavens celebrated because the long-awaited Emmanuel was finally here. And in the fields abiding, shepherds heard the tidings when the angel of the Lord appeared. 'Cause it was joyful, wonderful news of the newborn King. It was marvelous, glorious, how it made the angels sing. Imagine all the praises, must have been amazing to hear the heavens ring with marvelous, glorious, joyful, wonderful news of the newborn King. The shepherds didn't wait, they went to find the little baby lying on a manger bed. Then went away rejoicing, 'cause they had seen the Lord, and it was like the angels had said. The wonder and the glory made for quite a story that they never ever would forget. 'Cause it was joyful, wonderful news of the newborn King. It was marvelous, glorious, how it made the angels sing. Imagine all the praises, must have been amazing to hear the heavens ring with marvelous, glorious, joyful, wonderful news of the newborn King. It was joyful, wonderful news of the newborn King. It was marvelous, glorious, how it made the angels sing. Imagine all the praises, must have been amazing to hear the heavens ring with marvelous, glorious, joyful, wonderful, remarkable, amazingly phenomenal, joyful, wonderful news of the newborn King. News of the newborn King. Joyful, wonderful.
What glorious news the angel proclaimed. The King of all kings had been born. Yet there were no royal decrees, no kingly robes, no palace adorned with gold.
How great was the responsibility of the young couple given watch over heaven's charge. While their hearts overflowed with joy, no doubt their concerns were many. Uncertain days lay before them, yet they trusted in their sovereign Lord who had called them to this sacred moment.
She heard them all whisper like she wasn't there. She felt all the judgment behind every step. but the words of the angel would echo within her, and Mary would smile through her tears.
For the joy, for the joy, for the good things she trusted that God had in store. For the blessings to come from the hand of the Lord, through the pain and the strain she would endure. For the joy.
He never imagined the turns life would take. He never thought their love would turn out this way. And though he was trembling as old dreams were ending, he'd be there for this frightened girl. There in his weakness he'd carry the burden and shoulder the weight of the world.
Joy, unspeakable joy. That's what we've been hearing about, and what a gift we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. It all comes from Him. God gave us a great gift, and that is in the person of Jesus Christ the Lord, and this joy. I don't know, you might be like me at one time in life. You've tried to substitute something of the world for the joy of the Lord. If you've lived any length of time, you probably have. I found out it just don't work. We hear things like peace. We hear words like joy and love. and kindness and all that kind of thing at Christmas and all year through. And the only way we're going to have that joy, peace, and love that comes from God is through His Son, Jesus Christ the Lord. The world is pulling in all different directions, saying a lot of things this day and time. And sometimes I believe it's just the best to take a break. Take a break from Fox News. Take a break from the internet and all the media and all the things we hear. Yeah, we need to be informed. Yes, we need to know what's going on around us. But we need the joy of the Lord. And there's one place to get it. It's just in Jesus Christ. That's the only place to get His joy, His peace, His love, His hope. And we all need that. And I'm thankful for what we've heard here this morning. So whatever your need is today, it could be anything. I don't know what your need may be. But I guarantee you that Jesus Christ loves you. I guarantee you through the Word of God that Jesus loves you, and He knows where you're at. And He not only knows, He cares about where you're at. So it may seem something to be something small or insignificant to somebody else. It might be a major happening going on in your life. But again, I guarantee you through the Word of God, He cares for you. He loves you, and He wants to give us peace. He wants to give us joy. But He says, you've got to come my way, and not all the ways of the world. So we come through Jesus Christ, our Lord. If you'd be so kind to stand with me this morning, you can stretch your legs, and you can also come to these altars if you have a need. Be glad to pray with you. You can have a prayer right there in your pew standing. But if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord, I'd pray that this would be the day. This would be the day you would ask Jesus, come give me this joy. Come give me this unspeakable joy that's full of glory. Come save my soul. You might have done that. And I pray that whatever your need may be, that you'll ask the Lord. Maybe it's to restore your joy, because life can be cruel sometimes. Amen. You can have ups and downs, but I guarantee you again through the Word of God, Jesus Christ loves you. He cares. Whether you're having the good times or the bad times, He wants to be real to you. He loves you. Would you pray with me? Our Father in heaven, how we're thankful for joy and peace and hope. How we're thankful for the comfort that you give us through the power of the Holy Spirit. We're thankful that we can hear this message today again. And Father, you know each heart that's gathered here. Whether we say a prayer in our pew, come to an altar, or whatever the case may be, we're thankful that you came, Lord Jesus. We're thankful that God is with us. We're thankful that you're here today and that you want good things for us. May we submit our lives unto you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.